Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 405. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Oh, hi. Didn't know you were starting. Sorry.
I was faffing around and I was like, I'm just going to get it done.
Oh, goodness. I was watching Pottery Fails and I was really focused on this girl trying to catch a sponge out the middle of it and thinking, why doesn't she just take her foot off the pedal? And then you started and I got a big shock.
I saw a compilation only a day or so ago and one of them was the girl got her hair stuck in it.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking our mum would be like, you stupid girl, serves you right. Who does ceramic pottery, like on a wheel, with their hair down?
I see a lot where they sort of lean to, you know, maybe add a bit more water or something and their T-shirt gets caught in it.
Oh, that's a good one. You should wear active wear.
Yeah.
With your hair up.
Hair up.
Safety.
And take your foot off.
Take your foot off the pedal. My goodness.
Stop.
It's like driving. Just do it like that. You know how usually I give you a synopsis and you have to guess?
Yeah.
This is just the introduction to the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will give you the name of something and then you have to give me the synopsis.
Oh, so it's Boulder Dash.
Yeah.
Do you remember Boulder Dash?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. Great game. Haven't played it for a while.
No, I haven't played it for a while.
I have to do that very soon. We've got some news stories. I've watched some comfort stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain why. And then I'll explain why that didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shame.
I know. It's okay. You can come back to these things later, though.
I've watched stuff.
Yeah? Comfort? Or
one is pretty comforting, but it's not a return for comfort. It's new for me. I'm sure other people have actually seen it.
Well, you would hope so.
Not a trailblazer.
Okay. It's from 1962. All right. I reckon it's time to get into this here thing I like to call the news.
If you aren't getting your watches fixed just by listening, follow the watches on Twitter and Instagram.
Can I start with one?
Yeah,
just
go on.
Just because it's a little bit funny. So, you know should I call it a controversy with Jimmy Kimmel getting removed by the ABC, which I'm sure everybody's got their own opinions on and you can have your opinions on that because that's not the point of this story. But because it was – do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, because I saw it. So funny.
So our ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, has received hundreds of complaints.
Yeah.
About them taking Jimmy Kimmel off the air and they're like, it's not us. He's not one of ours.
What I think was funny because they showed some of them.
Yeah.
They took the names away but they showed the complaints. What I thought was really funny is that they will say stuff like, you know, how dare you do this? This is freedom of speech. But the amount of spelling mistakes.
Yeah, true.
I think people are anger typing and then just hitting send. Do you know how probably. I just send a text message to you and not check what the auto correct's done?
But it doesn't matter. Every single day.
Because it's just to you, so I don't care. But if I'm sending an official, well, not an official, I guess it is an official complaint, but to the wrong person.
This is my official trolling.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
I really liked it because I thought a lot of what they were saying was kind of an Australian opinion anyway. So it was a lot of them were like, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
We agree because we're not American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
I laughed at that when I saw it yesterday, last night. Netflix's K-pop Demon Hunters is something that I'd never heard of until a six-year-old started talking about it. I still don't know what it's about.
You're missing out.
Obviously, yeah. I'm one of the only people that is missing out because it's the biggest movie to date in Netflix's internal rankings.
My goodness.
It's on its 10th straight week of the Nielsen's top 10 streaming movie charts. So that's pretty impressive.
You know, I think the Nielsen's chart is slightly flawed.
Oh, really?
Only in that children will watch things over and over and over and over and over again. Adults, perhaps not. We might return to it as a comfort watch or maybe a little bit of...
One every couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I kind of enjoy that. Might watch it a second time.
Yes.
New season's coming out, might watch it. But we don't watch the one movie on repeat for 6 months straight. So that's going to shuffle the results.
Yep. Everybody shuffling. 930 million minutes of watch time.
That's a lot of human minutes.
Isn't it? Oh, my God.
However.
Yeah.
That's a lot of peaceful time for parents.
That's true.
Yes, the music's going on in the background, but well done, mums and dads.
Leave it going. Mm. Hit the repeat loop button.
Yeah.
Loop, 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 loop,
I
loop.
I would like Netflix and all of the streaming services to tell us how many times that particular show, movie, episode has been viewed. Yeah. It'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know. And they've obviously got the data to do it. So K-pop Demon Hunters this week finished second overall behind Wednesday.
Really? Mm. Because I heard that Wednesday ratings were not nearly as good as expected.
But this is for the week, though.
Okay.
I mean, you've got 10 weeks of K-pop Demon Hunters.
Good point.
It's consistent. So maybe people checked in, dipped out. I haven't gotten around to Wednesday yet.
I think that's what it was. Started and went,
It's a shame. Prime Video's The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah.
Second place among original series, 654 million viewing minutes.
Well, I can understand that. That's our next age group up from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Sullivan's Crossing, 888 million viewing minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, right? The stuff people are watching.
I want more of those stats. I could listen to a whole podcast just on those stats.
Maybe Nielsen has a podcast.
I think they've got a podcast. I know. What are we doing?
Pamela Anderson.
She is a person. Right.
And
correct.
She has started a production company called And Her Sons Productions with her sons. Brandon and Dylan. From Tommy
they
Lee.
Are.
Yeah. I know, right?
She must have been a big fan.
Never, ever, ever figured that out until I typed it last
night. Really?
I didn't figure it out.
I think it's hidden in the back recesses of my brain. I did know Brandon because he was on the Hills for a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I watched her cooking show a few months ago.
Yeah.
And those two boys are on it occasionally.
Yeah.
Like every episode.
I could imagine they'd be always hanging out at their mum's house.
They seem like nice guys. Mm. Well, at least on that one show that I watched. But their first project, And Her Sons Productions' first project is based on the 1990s comic book character Barb Wire. Have you heard of her before?
Yeah.
1996, Pamela Anderson was the star of the movie Barb Wire. So I think it's a very logical thing to start off with.
Yeah.
Don't know if she is going to be Barb. Or if somebody else is going to be Barb. Since it's a comic book character, maybe it's an animated thing this time. Don't know.
Voicing it.
Ah, yes. I don't even think that far ahead. That's really cool. Do you want to go halves in some flowers and chocolates?
For what? Who,
or maybe
me?
Grapes? No, because Henry Cavill has gotten an ouchie.
What happened to him?
Well, it looks like he's hurt his foot or his ankle, something like that. During pre-production for his new movie, which is a Highlander reboot.
Mm.
He posted on Instagram that he was sore and he had his dog in the photo and everyone was like, oh, the dog. Sorry, what, Henry, what would you say? Yeah. The movie was supposed to go into production in the coming weeks. That has been pushed back, with production now expected to begin next year.
Oh, it's getting to the end of the year. You don't want to start something over Christmas.
Okay, fair enough. So any Highlander fans, hold off, just rewatch the old ones again.
Mm, comfort watch.
Yeah, comfort watch them.
Nielsen will love your minutes.
Yes, that's
They'll
right.
Count them.
You'll be just like the children.
Yes.
Rewatching the same thing over and over and over again. But if you don't want to do that, we've got some watching suggestions for you.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Did you like that? Little segue.
I thought it was very professional.
Thank you.
I
didn't
you
even
just
write it down. Or
you just went back to the level we used to be at.
Well, I think we're pretty professional today. We're not eating food.
That's true. That's
but the true. Big massive pile of books nearly toppled over onto
seriously,
onto
you. Nearly wobbled, didn't it?
Nearly died, covered in books. So sad. She died doing what she loved. What, podcasting and getting buried in books? Oh, no, I just meant she was a reader, but she wasn't reading at the time.
I've already read some of them.
Reread.
And I really don't want to read Bushcraft 101.
There's a book in there that I do want to read, but I think you've got to be in the right mood for it. And it's something like I Who Have Never Known Men.
I Who Have Never Known Men by supposed to be really Jacqueline good. Hart. Hupman. Well, I can't tell you. It's from the middle.
No, it's
like
from
playing,
the middle.
It, playing like... a game of Jenga. It's dangerous.
Can't read it now. We're doing watching suggestions.
Yeah, I'm a bit busy. Gosh.
Okay, what have you watched that's new to you but may not be new to anybody else?
I say that because I had a little bit of a worry that perhaps you have already watched it and maybe
have already talked
suggested
about
it, but never mind.
No, that doesn't matter.
There is nothing wrong with rehashing.
Your point
things.
Of view is important.
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I watched Bridget Jones.
I haven't watched it.
The new one.
Oh, my God. That's got dear, emotional.
Dear me.
A tickle in the back of my throat.
Stop it.
I just had my last drink of water as well.
Oh, my God.
Okay, do you want to talk about it and I'll try not to cough over the top of your review? That wasn't me. That was you.
That yeah, that was
you.
Me. So Bridget yeah. Jones, Mad About the Boy, yeah. which is the latest installment in the Bridget Jones saga. Leah, stop. You've just
sorry.
Done it again.
I'm going to turn my microphone off. And... Is
that better? I thought you said my opinion was worthwhile. You've yeah. just coughed over it.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, it is the latest one. Yeah. I finally watched it. It was one of those movies that I wanted to go see with a friend and then because, you know.
Nothing ever happens.
You're an adult. You're like, oh, no, I can't do that day. I could do 1 p.m. in four Tuesday's God, time. You're so like, funny. Ah, I can't do that. Could do 2 p.m. on Tuesday.
You're like, anyway, how is this so difficult? So usually you'd difficult. Send a message to somebody that day and then you'd be going.
And if you ask. You probably say I don't actually do a lot. I'm pretty boring.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Sorry, me too.
So Bridget starts, Mad About a Boy. It picks up when I think it's 2 years, 4 years after Mark Darcy has passed away, leaving Bridget a widow with her two children.
Yeah.
And it started, and I'm going to say the first couple of minutes, I went, oh no.
Really?
You know those ones where – they're rehashing.
Yeah.
And they kind of just go a little bit too stupid comedy, you know, like overacting. And I thought, oh no, is it going to be like this? Because Bridget pulls faces, you know that?
Yes.
You know, she does pull faces.
It's
and I thought,
thing.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, a few minutes in, Hugh Grant appears as the good old Daniel Cleaver and drops a line that made me spit my tea out.
Oh, wow, really?
It was so funny.
And not the cleaning up bit, but the...
Not the cleaning. Yeah. Oh, I left that. That's just still sitting there. Okay. Yeah, waiting for someone
How many
else
days
to
ago
it.
Did you watch the movie?
I don't know. I mean, when mold grows, is that a problem?
No, it's never a problem.
Anyway, so Daniel Cleaver appears. There are so many laugh out loud moments that I went, yes, this is the Bridget
this is what
that
I
we've
wanted.
Been wanting.
Yeah.
All of the old Bridget characters
yeah.
who are still around were there, you know, her
oh,
four
nice.
Friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all there and you just go, this is exactly
this
what
is
I wanted.
Vibe.
You did it so
That's
well.
Good.
Of course there are new characters because she's in a new phase of her life and there are always going to be new people in a person's
yeah.
life. But it's good. She's sort of internet dating, flirting, trying to have a life past this traumatic event and becoming a widow and, you know, that awful time. But it's good. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of the one that you go, oh, I want to be able to watch it for
yeah.
the first time again. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, those ones are really
yeah,
special.
They're special.
Oh, cool. You also need to be in the right mood for that kind of thing,
True.
Right? You've got to have a bit of nostalgia, but not too much. Not like holding on to the
yes.
past and
yes.
the past movies, but you need to be open to newness, but still wanting I guess you want more of what you had back then, which is sounds like that's what you got.
Yeah, they gave you the Bridget feeling.
Yeah, that's, again. That's really
and good. Maybe that's where the beginning didn't quite have it, because Bridget wasn't herself.
Yeah,
she was still wallowing, you know, and then once she was trying to get out there and have the life Bridget. Again, which is what, you know, the books were always about. I'm impressed with how they did it.
I'm glad you got to finally see it.
Finally saw
with
it.
With a cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Wouldn't have been able to get that at the movies.
I only had half a sip before I spat it out.
It all out. Yeah. That's right. You know how when it gets to this time of the year, the other half of the world is like, cozy vibes, autumn, fall time. And you're like, it's actually spring.
How behind the times are you?
You know, new things, not all that kind of thing. Freesias, jasmine in the garden, constant beautiful smells. Pumpkin spice. I've never had pumpkin spice.
But I'm tempted.
But I'm tempted and I'm understanding your coziness, right? I'm understanding it. So I thought I'll get into the cozy spirit as well and watch some stuff that I had seen before. I've definitely spoken about one of them before, but it was been a few years ago. And one that I have watched a little bits and pieces of whenever I feel like I think I need some cozy time, and then I'm always like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've watched Virgin River and Sullivan's Crossing, both those two sort of, I don't know, they're like Hallmark versions of Home and Away and Neighbours.
Yeah, okay. Wait, you said you've already seen both of them?
So I've seen Virgin River before and I knew I had because I was up to like season four.
You've watched so it, yes.
On and off watched it. I do remember in the beginning it was on during COVID, like lockdown and stuff. So I definitely watched the first maybe two or three seasons like that.
Like on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the third season, I think maybe we were coming out of lockdown and we were no longer in there anymore and that feeling wasn't there anymore.
Yes.
You know the Bridget Jones feeling?
Yes.
Where I had moved on?
Yes.
But every now and then I dip back in. I'm like, I could watch one episode of that and just sort of get a bit of a cozy feel. And sometimes the cozy feel is literally that it looks nice, the scenery looks nice, but the storyline is never good. It's always bad. Sometimes the words are like the lines are ridiculous and you're like, oh my God, no one would
cringy,
ever say
this. Cringy.
So cringy. Yeah. But then you're like, should I embrace this cringe? Because it is kind of funny how bad it is.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's also what some of the characters, like the actors are doing as well. They're like, I know this is not good. Don't care. Season five of this, I'll just keep going. Look where we are filming, obviously, summer in Canada. Mm. It's beautiful.
Also,
keep going.
Paycheck. Perhaps going into syndication and I might be doing quite well with it.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
So then maybe a year or two ago, I thought, well, maybe I'll watch another one that's like that, Sullivan's Crossing. And this one has Luke from Gilmore Girls in it.
He does something else?
He does.
Didn't know he did anything else.
I feel like he's definitely a different character. He's older. He's got some past issues with some family members, including his daughter, who's now a surgeon somewhere in some city. She comes back to Sullivan's Crossing, which is named after him, Sully.
Oh, he's Sullivan.
Yeah.
Does he wear a baseball cap?
Yes, I think
backwards?
I think so. But also he wears his hair out. I mean, sorry, in that he doesn't have a cap on all the time.
Okay.
But he's got some financial problems. Maybe he's got some issues with the alcoholism in the past. She has about as much personality as a white plain painted wall that was painted 5 years ago. And it amuses me that she is the main character. And she's
Stop
so
it.
Boring.
Stop it.
She's so boring. It's so funny.
Oh, my goodness. I have a real
so
issue.
Funny how bad it is.
I have a real issue. When the main character is a wet rag and you don't like them and you kind of go, anyway, we could like just pivot a little and focus on this side character.
No, you can't. Oh, God, it's so funny.
I've most definitely watched shows like that.
Sometimes the side characters come along and they're like, I've got this storyline, and they're not even like, sometimes it's hardly even set up. They're like, I'm a single mum with a daughter. I haven't had enough red meat. And you're like, okay, so your storyline is the boring doctor's going to try and find you a steak to eat?
Would you like some iron tablets?
Thank you so much.
Because I'm a boring doctor. Oh, so she's the boring doctor, has come back to Sullivan's Crossing.
I can't even remember why. She's done something. Oh, yeah, she did something. Tried to save somebody's life and they died, and then she's being suspended whilst it's under investigation. So she goes back home to a place she hasn't been to for like 10 years or something. It doesn't talk to anyone.
To work as a doctor?
No. But she's still...
Doctoring.
She still doctors around.
Yeah.
Unofficially.
Nosy it's little sod.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant. So what I thought...
So you're really waiting for production to go into production next year.
Because
it's gonna be a long
what I've realised, right? Well, no, I didn't. I already knew this. But the reason we love Hallmark Christmas movies is they're really, really bad, but they've got the Christmas feeling, right? Yeah. Take away the Christmas feeling, then you've just got bad.
Bad. Is fall a big part of Sullivan's Crossing? Do they ever venture into other seasons?
It does. No, it does actually feel like it's a summer filming thing.
Oh.
It feels like it's summer.
Okay.
But I think people watch it around this time.
Right. Okay.
I mean, we were talking about it before. It's number 3.
I know.
In the streaming services this week. 888 million viewing minutes.
So people like a bit of easy
something
watch.
In the background.
It's in the background. Which those easy in the background where you're not quite paying attention, very easy, just keep them playing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's true. It's a good point. What did you watch anything else?
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Anyway, IMDb then decided it would work.
Oh my God.
And then I didn't look at it. One more thing before you get into your final watching suggestion. I forgot to say that Maggie Sullivan is a neurosurgeon.
Okay? No, she's not.
No, she is.
Okay. Good on you, Maggie.
Oh, I also forgot to say that it's got that guy, Chad Michael Murray, in it as well.
Oh, yeah, who did One Tree Hill. So that's probably along the similar lines. Yeah, I never watched it. But
he's been in bad Christmas movies as well. So,
All roads lead back to Stars Hollow. He was in Gilmore Girls season 1.
Was he? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Well, it's because he was in season 1. He was like a non-character.
Okay. Oh, what have you been watching?
So that coughing gave me stars.
Yeah, I got a headache from coughing. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I actually can't cope now. So I'm going to say I have started watching.
Okay.
Because I've only watched that's a good question. Maybe the first 2 episodes of a show on Amazon Prime called The Girlfriend.
The Girlfriend?
The Girlfriend. Now, that's not a great title, I don't think so, but it's a good mystery. You know, and when you've watched a little bit of fluff,
it's
nice to have one of those gritty ones of the, what is going on in this?
What's all this about?
It stars and is directed by Robin Wright.
Really?
Yeah. She plays Laura Sanderson, who is essentially the main character. However, it's very much balanced between her paranoia, I would say, or her caution with her son's new girlfriend, who is the girlfriend.
The girlfriend. Also, and Laura Sanderson sounds like the most made-up name for a character.
Doesn't it ever? It almost sounds like a made-up character in American politics.
Yes.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's not. She's like owns an art gallery or something like that. Olivia Cook plays Cherry Lane, who is – oh, no, there's another one, right? But not L-A-N-E, it's L-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so, like, stop passing judgment. I'll give you an extra vowel to make it better. So Olivia Cook plays the new girlfriend. The new girlfriend is very out there sexually, dresses promiscuously, all of that. And Robin Wright's character is like, I'm not too sure about this girl.
She's a bit out there.
Bit out there. Not what the son would normally bring home. But then again, the mother and the son have a slightly very close relationship that you wouldn't.
Okay.
Wouldn't necessarily.
It's a bit.
Expect.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, things are happening. She's sure that the girlfriend is up to something because she seems very suspicious. Mm. And it's her suspicions that start to make her unravel and become like spiral out of control, essentially, the mother.
Is she the equivalent of Steve Martin's George Banks in Father of the Bride, where he's just towards the end, he's just absolutely lost the plot?
Yes, but not funny.
Okay.
This is not a funny one.
Okay.
It actually starts, I'm not giving a spoiler away because this is the absolute beginning of first episode, is it's filmed from the outside of the house at night, lights are on, and you can hear an argument happening. Mm. You can hear screaming. You can almost hear what one could presume is gunshots. You can hear someone say, hey, put the knife down, and you see a knife go into the pool, and then right before it cuts for the show to actually start, you see a body go into the water. Ooh, of a boy, but you don't know who it is.
Ah.
So it is not, it's not
no, Father of the Bride. No, it doesn't sound like Father of the Bride. Sounds a bit different.
Yeah.
Would you recommend?
I would. I'm only two episodes in, so I can't tell you. Hooked. But I'm still watching.
It's got a bit of a White Lotus beginning to it.
It does.
Yes. Something's happened. Who died? Who done it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what, maybe at the end you're like, oh, no one's done it. They were just doing a funny Christmas
play. It's
just
a bit. It was a bit.
It was a good joke. Would you like to get into a quiz?
Yeah.
I say the name, you guess the synopsis.
Okay.
These are names of movies that everybody has heard of, people have not watched. You know, there are movies for everyone, and we are not all of them.
No, we're not.
So good luck.
Okay.
Highlander.
Highlander.
That's the one with Henry Cavill.
Highlander.
Yep.
Oh, that's the one that's been put into.
Yeah.
Oh, not Sullivan's Crossing. How did I get that? Sorry. I was trying to do a joke back then.
I thought it was funny though. I thought you were doing a joke.
It on purpose?
Yeah.
Well.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Anyway, Highlander is about a goat.
Yep.
A Highlander goat. It's set in the hills of New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Well, that's the beginning of it.
The
beginning.
That's the premise.
The premise is set in New Zealand. And then he realizes that he probably should learn a few more goat skills. So he goes over to Scotland.
Yeah. Yes.
To learn a little bit more, maybe about
sheep. Shepherding.
Shepherding sheep.
That's nice.
And then he realizes that he actually has history back to that little town in Scotland.
Oh, like ancestry.
Ancestry. Mm. And he then solves
a murder.
A cold case.
Oh, cold
connected
case.
To the church. And he lives there forever.
When the mystical Russell Nash, it's a made up name, kills a man in a sword fight in a New York City parking lot.
I think you mean the Scotland Church parking lot.
He leaves a slither of an ancient weapon lodged in a car in the process. After a brilliant forensic specialist, Brenda Wyatt, recovers evidence of the mysterious weapon, she and her partner, Lieutenant Frank Moran, all made up names, embark on an investigation of Nash that will land them in the middle of a dangerous centuries-old feud between powerful immortals. I didn't actually know that's what it was about. I thought it was something about magic.
Did you?
Mixed in with modern day, but.
Highlander did not give me the impression that it was mystical at all.
Okay.
But I mean, as you are,
I would watch yours.
Would you? Oh, yeah. You've watched mine. Yeah, of course you would.
John Wick.
Okay, so it's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Oh, okay.
And he's John in it.
Yes.
Okay, he's a gun-slinging cowboy in the Wild West. I don't know.
Former hitman grieving the loss of his true love. When
well, you've gone into a backstory.
Is broken into, robbed, and the dog doesn't survive. He is forced to return to action to exact revenge. I'd rather watch yours.
Yeah, okay.
Outlander.
Okay. So if Highlander
yes.
was a mystical, magical one, yeah. Outlander also is, and it's about a detective yeah. from the 1800s
right.
who finds, I don't know, I won't get into the specifics of it, but
that's
somehow.
Best not to, spoilers.
Somehow he's able to time travel.
Time travel.
And do things.
I must say this one, I think this is a little bit of a mix of what you thought Highlander was. Outlander is a historical fantasy series about Claire Randall, a married World War II nurse who is inexplicably transported from then to the 18th century Scotland.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she meets and falls in love with a bloke and that's what happens.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious.
It's about car racing when they're not real races. They're like just racing down the street. No.
That's what I think.
I mean,
it
that's
is.
Really.
That's Dominic. All they
do.
This
no,
is a-
no, I have not finished yet.
Oh, okay.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Dominic.
Yes.
He is a bit down and out. And yes. Maybe he could potentially be like a panel beater or a mechanic or something.
Yeah.
And he gets caught up in the wrong group of guys because he finds something in the boot of a car that he was panel beating.
Is it a mystic sword?
oh, yeah, this is Fast and the Furious Highlanding out there.
Out back.
So in Scotland.
Dominic is forced to come out of hiding when a loved one is murdered.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly
he goes
what
to
I meant.
LA to track down the culprit. And then there's an FBI agent who's undercover. And
they just drive cars really fast and lots of crashes.
Yeah, and driving cars.
Yeah.
Taxi Driver from the 1970s.
Okay, so a taxi driver, he sees a young girl.
Yeah.
And realizes that she's on the wrong path.
Oh.
And so he tries to lend a hand by driving her.
For free. No fare.
No fare. It could look a little bit sinister what he's doing, but he's just misunderstood and he's just trying to help her.
A mentally unstable veteran works as a nighttime taxi driver in New York City where the perceived decadence and sleaze fuels his urge for violent action.
What?
But there be moments where he helps someone.
Yeah.
What about the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it called The Avatar? Sorry, not Avatar, far out. The Aviator.
It's about Leonardo DiCaprio wearing Ray-Bans.
Oh.
Aviators. And he flies planes or rockets or he likes to discover new places in his aeroplane. I don't know.
It's a biopic depicting the early years of legendary director and aviator Howard Hughes' career from the 20s to the 40s.
See,
I think you got
it. I got it right. I just didn't like
fun.
Throw around names like that.
No one throws names around like that anymore. Stephanie, that was brilliant. I loved every single second of it, especially the bits where I don't know whether I'm going to keep all the coughing in or out. Maybe we'll have to keep some of it in.
It was pretty funny.
It was good. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.